This is Matt Wells at UN News. Algeria's reluctance to address its violent past has meant that it's stepped back on basic human rights, the UN Human Rights Committee said on Thursday in Geneva. In its report on the country, which endured years of civil war for much of the 1990s, the panel expressed concern for victims of enforced disappearance during that period, along with a lack of freedom of assembly today. The committee also called for action on the reported mass deportation and abandonment of around 13,000 migrants in the Sahara Desert since April last year, as a member of the UN panel, José Manuel Santos País, explained to UN News' Daniel Johnson.
Algeria has been facing a very difficult situation in the 90s, and the problem is that probably it has not come to terms with what has happened at that particular time, and especially the way it handled many cases of killings and forced disappearances, and also summary executions at the time probably have not been the right ones. Probably no, according to the committee, have not been the right ones.
And how many people are we talking about?
Thousands, as the information that we could get, because this type of information is not provided by the state. So during the conflict, there were indeed several thousands of people involved. The problem is that one of the ways that the government felt at the time that they could proceed for social peace and stability was to enact a law, the Charter for Peace and National Reconciliation, which was subjected to a referendum and accepted by the majority of the people, but which contains dispositions that, in our view, contribute to the impunity of the persons involved in cases of summary executions, enforced disappearances, and so on, especially those belonging to the military, law enforcement agencies, or intelligence services. These persons are excluded for criminal responsibility before the national courts. And we do think it just promotes impunity and doesn't guarantee neither the access to justice, neither the right for reparation for the victims.
In what way does it prevent the victims' families from following up on what's happened to their relatives?
One of the dispositions of this charter is based on the fact that victims can ask for reparation, but before they have to accept the death of the deceased, of the disappeared persons. And sometimes we just don't know if the person is indeed dead or if it's kept under detention in secret places. So it's very difficult for the families to accept this. And there are also information of mass graveyards that have been discovered, and the government doesn't seem very interested in identifying the corpses of these persons to conduct, for instance, DNA analysis to verify their identity and in a certain way to guarantee the truth of what happened. So these are indeed facts that keeps the government away from the victims and their families and creates some internal turmoil between the two.
And the Human Rights Committee that has just finished discussing human rights situations and the Covenant on Political and Civil Rights, would you say that Algeria's civil and political space is shrinking or is it progressing?
Well, you know, when you're looking at the total picture of a country, you cannot say that it's evolving or retrogressing. It depends on the areas you're looking upon. Regarding civil society, I do think that, at least as far as the law on freedom of assembly is concerned, they have stepped back. Because the former version of the law on freedom of assembly was much more protective than the actual, is much more restrictive and gives much more powers to administrative authorities to refuse granting authorization for public assemblies. And even private assemblies that in principle should be opened by organizers to held, for instance, in private premises like hotels and so, there is a clear trend by authorities, even in these cases, to prevent these gatherings to take place. So we think that in this particular part of freedom of assembly, there is much room to progress. That's why we made it one of its recommendations, because the right to freedom of assembly is directly connected to the freedom of expression of persons. And for instance, when you have law enforcement personnel to robustly prevent public gatherings to take place and conduct people to keep them in detention and to interrogate and even to prosecute them in filing criminal actions against them, we don't feel probably that's the right way to handle these things.
And final question to you. The Human Rights Committee also asked the state party, in this case Algeria, to look into reports that 13,000 migrants may have been collectively sent back towards Niger. These would be migrants possibly coming through to get to Europe, or maybe refugees too. So what did the State Party say about that?
Well, the State Party denies that it took place, although we have allegations that really think that it did happen. The State Party answered and said that they normally try in these types of collective movements of people to involve the United Nations High Commission for Refugees in order to have all these details asserted by international monitoring bodies. But in this case, at least, there are allegations that it happened. What we wanted to do is to draw the state's attention to this potential violation in order to prevent that this happen in the future. And that's why we insisted on the fact that the country should have a framework law on asylum seekers and requests so that the people could know exactly what type of provisions they could lean on in order to present their cases and have a quick answer. And mostly to avoid unnecessary detention periods for the need for ascertaining their requests or their possibilities or their rights to request for international protection. And so to have in place a framework law on asylum seekers would be one of the ways to clarify the situation and leave not only for government authorities, but also for those that are requesting asylum, the possibility to know exactly what their rights and their duties are.